Listener supported. WNYC Studios.
With the Thanksgiving holiday closing in, many of us will be spending a lot of time with our families this week. And here at Soundcheck, we've decided that it's time to talk about musical compatibility between you and your parents. We want to know, have you ever tried to introduce new music to your parents? How successful were you? You can post your response at soundcheck.org or leave your story on our voicemail, 866-939-1612. Joining us with his thoughts on the topic is comedian and Twitter monster Rob Delaney. He's author of the new book, Rob Delaney, Mother, Wife, Sister, Human, Warrior, Falcon, Yardstick, Turban, Cabbage. Hey, Rob, welcome to Soundcheck.
Thanks for having me.
Did I say that title right?
You sure did.
I got all the periods in there. So tell us, first of all, about your parents. Where did you grow up?
I grew up in Marblehead, Massachusetts, which is about a half hour north of Boston, on the water.
Mm-hmm. And was it a musical household? Were your parents into music?
Yeah, definitely. Yeah, we had a record player that was spinning all the time, and we listened to music, you know, in the car. And
mm-hmm. What about pop music?
Yeah, I mean, my mother and I definitely would listen to Billy Joel's Innocent Man album and sing along at that in the car at top volume. We had that on cassette and LP.
I am an innocent man. Oh, yes, I am.
So your parents are probably what in their 60s?
My mom just turned 60 and my dad is 65. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. So they grew up probably on, like, you know, the rock music of the 60s and early 70s?
Yeah, neither of them were big music, you know, nerds or anything. I think that their, you know, musical consumption was not as fanatical as mine was and is. I can remember my dad being, Heaven is a Place on Earth by Belinda Carlisle coming on the radio when I was a kid, and my dad turning it up and being like, everybody quiet down. God, what a great, great number. What an idea. Heaven is a Place on Earth. Oh, I agree. And laughing about that.
So, Rob, did you ever try and, you know, as you sort of, you know, went into your own musical obsessions with Danzig and all the rest,
mm-hmm.
Did you ever try and turn your parents onto that stuff?
Oh, definitely. 'Cause I think when you're an adolescent, you know, hopefully by the time you graduate high school, you've gotten out of the phase of, like, forcing people to listen to music, where mm-hmm. you're like, I like this thing, listen to it and identify with it so that I know that you love me. You know how people, like now I don't care. If you don't like what I don't like, great. There's plenty of music that my wife and I, for example, there's just no crossover, but I don't care anymore. But back then I would be like, I would take the ballads because I knew my mom wouldn't like heavy Danzig, but I would try to make her listen to, like, Blood and Tears by Danzig, which mm-hmm. is a ballad.
Blood and tears, blood and tears.
Or Since I've Been Loving You by Led Zeppelin.
Working from 7 to 11 here and there.
And even though people my mother's age certainly listen to Led Zeppelin, and people older than my mom are in Led Zeppelin, it wouldn't be crazy to think that she would enjoy them. But I think they're what my mom calls acid rock. And she'd be like, oh, that acid rock, that's, you know, that's a bit much. Yes, I clearly remember, like, sitting on my mom's bed and being like, this is called Since I've Been Loving You. And Mom, I think that you would like it. And her being like, oh, that's nice, honey.
So you didn't get the validation from your mom that you expected when you played this song for her?
Not for that, but I didn't really care, because then we could just crank For the Longest Time by Billy Joel and sing along at that until the windows shattered.
Whoa.
Well, I might not have been able to squeeze her into the box of my specific tastes. We were able to, you know, enjoy music together, certainly.
So should we try? Should we even make the attempt, you know, this weekend when we're all back home with our parents to try and get them to like the music we like?
You really shouldn't. You should, you know, find the ground that you know you get along on musically and just celebrate that, and then drive around in their station wagon later and listen to Slayer at top volume, because they're not going to, you're not going to sell them on it.
Uh-huh. Now, are you a dad yourself at this point?
Oh, yeah. I got two kids.
Mm-hmm. Neither of whom is old enough to be at that age where they need you to love the music they love, but that will eventually happen. And, you know, what do you think? Do you think you would be open to the stuff that your kids are going to be into when they're 14 and 15?
I hope that I'm open to it, because I know how much it would mean to them, you know, and I try to stay hip to the kids and what they like, you know. I mean, like, I think, like, you know who I want? I would like Nicki Minaj to release an a cappella album, because I'm insane about her voice and talent, but I think, like, all the production surrounding her voice is totally unnecessary. Or, like, dubstep. I really enjoy those crazy, disgusting, dissonant, horrible noises. I swear to God, I really enjoy dubstep and the influence it's had on pop music. So I'm open to new stuff, you know, and I hope that I'll be open to whatever they listen to.
Now, I mean, given the fact that, you know, you mentioned the Billy Joel song, you know, For the Longest Time, something that both you and your mom could sing along to. I mean, there are sort of cross-generational artists, aren't there? I mean, I'm thinking of, like, Norah Jones, who I bought for my mother-in-law a couple of years ago, and she loved it.
Yeah. There absolutely are. I think my mom and I have seen Harry Connick Jr. in concert together. My dad took me to George Thorogood in the eighth grade, you know.
That's not
bad. I remember
there
were women in the audience wearing leather bras, and it was so loud that you could smell the noise. I remember being like, I smell noise right now, and I love it.
I ain't seen my baby since I don't know when. Mr. Bartender, set him up again. Wanna get high, man, I got to get loose. Give me a triple shot of that Bean Town juice. But I get drunk, don't you have no fear. I want one bottle, one scotch, one beer, one bourbon. One scotch, one beer.
So, Rob, what are you doing for Thanksgiving?
You know, I don't even know. I'm not sure. We're not going to fly, because I have two boys under the age of three, so I would literally rather spend it in – I'd rather spend Thanksgiving in jail than on an airplane or car traveling with them to take them anywhere. So we'll probably just have local friends over and do something with a bunch of little kids running around.
All right. Well, Rob, have a good time. And thanks for your thoughts on our project this week of – introducing new music to our parents. Rob is the comedian and author of the new book, Rob Delaney, Mother, Wife, Sister, Human, Warrior, Falcon, Yardstick, Turban, Cabbage. You can follow him on Twitter at Rob Delaney. Rob, happy Thanksgiving. Thanks for being with us.
Same to you. Thanks so much.
Mother, tell your children not to look my way. Tell your children not to hear my words, what they mean, what they say. Mother, Mother, can you keep them in the dark for a while? Can you have them?